Nigeria, Inkro, lovely morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria. Thank you for joining us on the last 1 hour of the show. It's Thursday, and you know that anytime it's Thursday, we talk health and health-related matters. So that's what we're going to do today. By the way, the Thursdays of July will be focused on a series called Medical Fraud. We have decided to look into this topic because of numerous complaints of irregularities in our hospitals, sometimes negligence on the part of medical practitioners because of one reason or the other. We've heard complaints of people being forced because of they know that you are in that place where you would do anything to get better or to get service or care for yourself or your loved ones or your relative or your friends, you know. That's our focus for the entire month of July every Thursday. So if you got a story concerning any irregularities done towards you or someone that you know, feel free to reach out and we'll give you the platform. I have a gentleman on the show this morning who is going to kick off this series. His name is Simply Kelechi. We're going to put it that way. Simply Kelechi, that's his name. And he's going to tell us his story first. Then we'll react to it. And if you've got your own stories to share as well, feel free to be ready to share yours. Huh? Kelechi, hi. Good morning to you.
I'm fine. Good morning, Cherry.
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Let's begin with your story. So we may be hearing some noises at the background. Kelechi is a Superman. Let's put it that way. Kelechi, am I right?
That's my son. Sorry.
All right. Let's begin. Tell us about this story. You've shared it with me, but please go ahead and share with the entire Lagos.
Okay. This story I'm about to share happened in 2019.
Okay.
My father-in-law had brain hemorrhage, and we took him to the Federal Medical Center in Lagos. And when we got there, we were scheduled for the doctor who attended to us scheduled us for a CT scan.
Okay.
And apparently, there were lots of labs at the FMC who come to hustle for patients sent for lab tests that they weren't equipped to handle. So the doctor then scheduled us for a CT scan. A lab there was ready to take us with an ambulance when the neurosurgeon walked in, and the doctor now shared my father-in-law's case with him. So the doctor there and then cancelled the lab that was to take us for the CT scan and referred us to his own. The doctor was not happy. He said he had already scheduled them for and were ready to go.
You mean, just to track back a little bit, you mean that the neurosurgeon cancelled the arrangement with the other lab, the initial lab?
Yes,
and referred us to, his own hospital, his own lab?
Yes.
Okay.
Somewhere around Festac.
Go on.
So, We drove to his own lab. We had the CT scan done. Got back. He got the results before it was even sent to us by email. Called me the night before that we needed emergency surgery. Okay. I said okay, that we're coming in the morning.
Okay.
We got to the hospital in the morning at the FMC. We paid all that the hospital billed us for.
Okay.
Surgery, bed, and everything, medication. We paid everything. And we're given a bed space at the male surgical ward. Now, when the doctor came that morning, I told him that, the neurosurgeon, I told him that we had paid for everything. He said I was going to give him 50,000 cash that morning and that I was going to pay in 250,000 naira into an account, making 300,000.
Hold on. Kelechi, so let me track you back a little bit. You had settled every bill with the hospital.
Every bill.
With the hospital.
Yes.
So what was left was just for the surgery, the procedure to take place.
Exactly.
Then the neurosurgeon asked you to pay him
50,000 cash that morning. Then 250,000 he was going to direct us on how to pay.
What did he tell you the money was for?
He said it was his own, that even if we had met up with the hospital's charges, that this was what he wanted from us.
How did you feel when he told you that?
Well, you know, my father-in-law was deteriorating day by day.
Yeah.
I was just concerned about getting him back on track.
Like you had no choice?
I had no choice.
So tell me about this company he directed you to pay the 250K to.
Okay, it took me 2 days to raise the money. And when I called him, I had raised the money. He gave me a call. Apparently, he had a girl with us, you know, pretending to be looking out for us, helping us. But I guess the girl was watching to see if we were calling anybody because she was attached with us for 2 days.
Oh.
So when I called him that I had the money, that was about 2 p.m. in the afternoon. He gave us a number to call at Agege. When I called the man said he was at Agege. He sent us an invoice through the girl, like we were buying materials, fabric. And then he gave us an account where we paid in the 250,000 naira.
Hmm.
Now, from that time, I now hurriedly rushed down to take my children home. Before I could take them from school home and back to the hospital, my father-in-law had been wheeled into the theater. And the surgery lasted they didn't come out till at about 1 a.m. The surgery was successful, though.
Yeah.
But what was heart-wrenching was, after spending some time at the hospital, like 2 days, we got used to people around the ward, and the stories started flying around. People came to me, said, did you pay anything extra? There were 3 other neurological cases at the male surgical ward.
Hmm.
So they knew I went through the same doctor. They asked me if I paid something. I said yes. So I asked them, how much did you give? The other lady said 400,000.
My word.
Then the other one was about 402. I then realized it was his scheme. And he gave you an amount to pay based on how he sized you up.
Hmm.
And once they ask you to pay that money, if you do not pay it, your ward remains there unattended to. And the hospital will not ask why this person scheduled for surgery has not gone in for surgery. I don't know what he keeps telling them, but your ward will remain there.
The account that you paid the other money into, what struck you about that account? Is it a personal account, or I'm wondering, like...
I can still check, because all the transactions I did at the hospital were transfers.
Yeah.
So if I go to my credit history, I can still get the account details.
But you didn't check whether it was a company account or a personal account or something.
It was a personal account.
Okay.
It was a personal account. It wasn't even in the doctor's name.
Oh.
It was in another name.
Oh. Okay, all right. But did you get any receipt or anything for making such a payment? Nothing?
No.
So there's no traces whatsoever? Like, nobody can trace anything back to anybody?
Yeah, you can't trace anything back to him because it wasn't his name. He made it look like you bought fabric from somebody and you paid for the fabrics. So you can't really trace anything back to him.
Were you told to pay for something?
Yeah, he told us just pay the money in there.
Yeah.
Then the person told us that we were buying fabrics from him. You know, he made the thing in the conversation saying, oh, I have the fabrics you're buying now. Okay, you can pay him money.
Oh, my God.
To you.
Oh, my God.
And now,
and nothing was delivered, Kelechi?
Nothing, Sheriff. Now, what even made me speak up was I met a man at a pharmacy not quite long ago.
Yeah.
He was buying lots of medication. I said, wow, that I don't envy you, because there was a time I was buying lots of medication like you. What's your story? He said, that his own father had just gone through some cardiovascular surgery at the UNTH.
Yeah.
So I now said, I hope you weren't scammed. He said, why did I say that? I said, because my father-in-law had a similar thing, but his own was brain related, And when we met with the hospital requirements, we were asked to pay extra. He now narrated his story. He said he paid $600,000 after he had met up with the hospital requirements.
He paid
$600,000 to a used car salesman, like he was buying a used vehicle.
My goodness.
That was how he was made to pay that $600,000.
So
I now said, wow, I faced something similar in Lagos. Now, far away in the Southeast Nigeria, University of Nigeria Teaching Hospital, they also practice the same.
Same practice. Kelechi, thank you for sharing your story. Let's have people respond to it. If there's any need to give you a call back, we'll give you a call back.
Okay.
But thank you so much for being very brave and sharing your story. And so how is father-in-law?
Father-in-law died 7th of December. And we had to begin to prepare. We now have to prepare for burial after spending so much.
So much.
Because his case ran from June till about December.
Hmm.
And he died. He recovered. What actually killed him was not because of the brain surgery. He had other underlying ailments that took his life.
Hmm.
So, but it was heart-wrenching after spending all that. He had to go to burial in February.
I know.
And all that.
I know. I mean, I'm just going to thank you for being brave enough to share your story. Let's see if we can have people. Thank you, Kelechi. Thank you so much. Like I said, the entire month of July, every Thursday, we're going to dedicate it to unraveling this practice in the health sector. That's why we've tagged it medical fraud. Okay. Let's do this very quickly. Let's take some calls. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. If you've got similar stories, feel free to share. We've got about 5 more minutes or so before our first break. If you can wrap that up very quickly, feel free. If you'd like to contribute to what Kelechi shared as well, feel free to share. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Okay. My name is Ebele.
You're welcome, Ebele. Welcome.
Okay, I've not been defrauded, but I listened to this guy's story, and I'm surprised that this kind of thing could happen. I feel we don't have human feelings again. Somebody that is passing through that kind of stress,
right,
trying to get his father-in-law on feet, is being defrauded. And I will still appeal to this guy to make the guy's hospital known. I don't think there's anything wrong in making it known online. We don't need to cover up for this kind of thing again.
The attitude, right?
You should make it. Sorry?
I say they don't need to cover up such bad attitude, right?
Yes. We don't need to cover up again.
Right.
If I'm the one, I'll announce the name of the hospital. I'll announce the name. I paid the money. I'll announce the phone number. In fact, from the beginning of his story, my mouth were wide open. I never believed it could happen. Thank you, and have a nice day.
Abele, thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. I'm going to Suki Kazim. Kazim is on the line right now. Let's hear what Kazim has got to say. Kazim, good morning to you.
Yeah, I'm calling you from Ikeja.
Welcome, Kazim. Welcome.
Yeah, that story is very, very pathetic, really, sincerely.
Yeah.
But I believe it can really, the matter can be escalated if he is really in a right frame of mind to do so, because he has a lot of witness in the hospital too. All that is required is to just, the same way the story was narrated on the radio,
he
can approach the EFCC. They will definitely track the man down. It can really be investigated if we really want to push it beyond this, because this kind of matter, we shouldn't allow it to just die down like that, because evil prevails when good people do nothing about it. So the matter can really be investigated, in my opinion.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for sharing. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning, Sharon.
Good morning to you.
Well, see, this story you're talking about.
Yeah.
Can I mention a teacher name?
Please go on.
Okay, my brother is having neurosurgery stuff. I was at Loot. I left there around 8 p.m. yesterday night.
Yeah.
One, the attitude over there when it comes to something, because we are referred from General Hospital down to this Loot. A nurse follower, my brother was in ambulance. We got there, to be precise, to two. in the afternoon.
Hmm.
And some other, I met a man because he saw the, I showed him the report and everything. The, he's a young doctor. He has to tell me that this guy needs immediate surgery.
Okay.
That normally if you have the money, they should have transferred him to the ward,
mm-hmm.
because everything has been done at General Hospital because they can't do the surgery over there. That's why they refer us there.
Right.
We are there doing nothing.
Hmm.
No space. Good. Or some people were discharged, they can't find it. Until we make a call, Nigerian, if you don't know anybody, your people would die in vain.
Okay.
Have to call one of my uncle that is a doctor that calls that no call somebody then before they could even write our name down. It's yesterday. My brother is still there. We've not done the surgery.
Just yesterday. This happened yesterday.
Yesterday. I just have to come home because I have a baby at hand. We've not done it. And now my mom called me this morning that they told me that all we've done at General Hospital, the report is there. That we need to, we'll pay half of the money this morning. Because I can't go. I'm living at Ibeji. Salute. You can imagine.
That's quite far, yeah. It's quite and far.
They say we have to redo the test again.
All of the tests,
my brother.
Even with all the medical history, the medical record and everything.
Yes. I can call my brother's name. We are there. We don't even know how much we are paying for the surgery as I'm speaking. We are asking them so that we know to rally around to get money. They are not speaking.
No communication.
Do this. Yes. I snapped it. I have the result on my phone as I'm speaking. Nothing is being done. They were asking us to go and do tests that they will examine me for another 10 days.
Huh.
Something is wrong in this country. Something is wrong. His life is here, my blood brother, immediate brother. Neurosurgeon, the same issue this man talks about is what he's going through, the same thing. And my brother even have a bullet in his brain as well to tell you how critical this condition is.
I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry.
I just pray. Nothing happens to me because I'm scared. When I have this extra money, it's true. They'll be asking to do something. They have the report at hand. The scan, the CD is even there.
Have they told you the labs they want you to go and have the test done?
Everything is there. We did everything at General Hospital. General Hospital. At the island there. It happened on Tuesday. The test was done on Tuesday. Today is Thursday.
Right.
And we took him to Lutz on Wednesday, which is yesterday. Just a day interval. And we're asked to redo the test again. Audrey, please. I don't know what to do.
I'm really sorry about this. I mean, if you've been to our public facilities before, you understand, you know, the pain, the frustration that the last caller has just expressed. I've been there, so I know what she was talking about. And by the way, at some point in this conversation, maybe before the end of the last Thursday or the last Thursday itself, we'll try and bring MD Khan in on this conversation. So MD Khan is the Medical and Dental Consultants Association of Nigeria. They deal with sanctions and all of these things. Okay. Let's take a quick break. When we return from this break, I will talk some more. Stay here on Nigeria Info 99.3. I'll be back.
Every day. News break.
The Nigerian Communications Commission has ordered mobile network operators
shaping our present
and the future.
Don't arrest me. You said it. Don't block anything.
The vast majority of men and women of the police force are hardworking and diligent in performing their duty.
Policies and its makers.
I have been crying out. What is there?
The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 8:34 from our studios. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Welcome back to Health Thursday of the Morning Crossfire. But before we get into it, Feta is here. Feta, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Sheriff.
You have something for us?
Yes, definitely have something for you. Now, this is to invite you to the International Cooperative Day webinar about Africa Prudential, themed Leveraging Technology to Drive Financial Inclusion and Collective Wealth Through Cooperatives. Date is Friday, 8th of July, and the time is 11 a.m. Register now at www.africaprudential.com/webinar. Don't miss it. That's all I have.
All right, Feta, thank you. Let's get back to our conversation, right? I would be taking your reactions as well on our live stream on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're discussing medical fraud. That's our only conversation for the rest of Thursdays of July. Every Thursday in July, that's what we're going to be talking about. If you'd like to share your medical fraud story, you can follow me on my socials so we can interact. People have been reaching out and would try and provide time. If we need to extend beyond July, we will definitely do because this has to stop. More often than not, lives, you know, are always at stake when you go to the hospital, more often than not, especially for, you know, critical situations. And we can't keep quiet when it comes to things like this. So please, track me down on my social media, and you know, because I would like to hear your story first. Okay, Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, sir.
Yes, please.
Yeah, thank you very much. My own case, 2014. My wife was sick. We rushed her to Ibobi. Spent 3 months. Then the time to do surgery, they refused to lose. On getting to Lut, the department, they asked me to go to. We meet one professor there. He said, with this treatment, we have about 600 people on ground, and your wife case is emergency. So if you can pay $200,000, then I will place her at least number 3 position or something. Because 1 month, they don't tell what.
$200,000 to who? I mean, pay to the hospital? To the professor.
Yes, cash.
Who is the professor? Is he a surgeon what?
Because this thing happened 2014.
No, I mean, I'm not even asking for the name, Mr. Chris. I'm asking for what he does. Is he a surgeon or what?
Is this department that they use this chemotherapy machine and what do you call that?
An oncologist. The professor is an oncologist. Okay.
I think so.
Okay, all right.
He said they have only one machine that, with tears on my eyes, thank God for my boss.
My
I was working with them.
My God.
My boss, I called my boss, said, Chris, don't worry. All my I God. Want for that woman to survive, let's give him the... We paid the $200,000, my brother.
Cash?
Yes.
And he collected it. Did you pay it to him it, yes. directly?
Before they put her in the ward, sir, they put me in a place they call Spillover. It's a private something in Lute there.
Okay.
They say there's no space at the ward. I paid $120,000. The later space come out, ground floor. Since she cannot walk, most of the treatment will be done at third floor. So why she wants to go for such treatment? The lift operator, then 50 liter diesel is 6,000 naira.
Okay,
I will pay 6,000 to operate the lift because there's no light. Then they want to do another test. They say, oh, you go to hospital at Ogulano Drive.
My God,
very close to Lute. Ambulance is not working. I said, okay, I have my small car. Let me use it. They say, no, you cannot use your car. It's an emergency. Ambulance, private ambulance, charge 10,000. We go to that hospital at Ogulano. They do all the tests they said they want to do. We'll come back again to you. My wife spent 8 months there, my brother.
Let's go back to the oncologist you paid $200,000 to.
Yes.
Did you pay to, is it a he or a she?
You say what?
Is the doctor a he or a she?
A man,
okay.
A man.
So did you pay to him in cash and directly? He collected it from you directly.
In an envelope.
Did he tell you what that money was for?
Said because they have one machine and they have 600 patients on ground.
So
and my wife cannot stay 1 month without doing this, running the.
So to move you up above the line, you have to pay that money.
$200,000.
Mr. Chris, thank you for sharing your story. Let me speak with Ngozi. Ngozi, hi. Good morning to you.
Yeah, Mr. Sherry.
Yes, please. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Ngozi. You're on air now.
Yeah. I guess the medical state in this country is very worrisome. When we talk about corruption, there's a whole lot going on in the hospital space. And the annoying thing is that the Nigerian Medical Association is not doing anything about it. I think they have this attitude of protecting these doctors, even when people come out openly to complain. I had my own case. That was sometimes last year. My dad was sick. He was at UNTH Enugu. When initially, somehow, because I was somehow in the medical field, so some of the things I'm very conversant with.
Okay.
When the doctor started initially his diagnosis, I actually asked them when he got to certain stage. I said, okay, my father is to be booked for his surgery. I said, okay, no problem. I got the guy's number because I wasn't in Enugu with them. My younger brother was at that point. I got the doctor's number. I tried to inquire from him what actually he was doing.
Okay.
The way the man sounded on the phone, he was so rude. At the end of the day, Sheriff, my father died of a medical error. What he was supposed to do initially was to do a biopsy for him before to know what was actually going on before going for that surgery.
Right.
But you know, he died of cancer, actually. But he would have been much, much safer if they did not cut. That was how this man died. I remember one of the occasions when I was talking, he was rude that to the extent when I told him, I'm going to sue you. He said he's waiting for me that I should do my worst. That one gone, my brother-in-law was receiving treatment at FMC Owerri. He was a neurosurgeon involved in this case.
Okay.
A former classmate of mine linked me to this surgeon. We saw hell. Within 1 week, this woman extorted over 900,000 from us.
How?
Even till today. Mr. Sheriff, I don't know. This man in question has been receiving treatment here in Lagos.
Okay.
And we know what we spent. We know how this treatment was going. Until when we felt that he is becoming a little bit weak, that we should take him to the East and make a special arrangement for a doctor to come and see him periodically. So when he got there, when this woman realized that, probably for him, he saw that the family, from what the other guy said, they can pay. She now started producing bills upon bills upon bills, one of the occasions, and they would do it as if it's drug. And I am also in pharmaceuticals. So some of the drugs, I know the amount and I know. At some point, I opted out that I'm going to buy the medications in Lagos. She now started the story of, they are fake drugs of this one, they are fake of this one. I told her, don't worry. I mean, in pharmaceutical industry, I know fake when I see one. I will buy. I bought all these drugs. Mr. Sherry, the bill she gave us for drugs, I bought drugs worth over 300 and something thousand. The bill she gave me initially was about 500 and something for the drugs. I bought them less than 300,000 here in Lagos. Do you know some of those drugs we are not used to today? I had to return it to the person I bought it because it's somebody I know very well to get a report. She never used any of those drugs. She now started using the man's wife to extort money from the family. When the woman now reported and now called the, I still have her number and I told her, all this thing you are doing, this is a medical professional, for goodness sake. She extorted, at some point, we have to pull the man out. And all the money she collected, even the balance she's supposed to refund us, she never refunded that money. We just let it be and withdrew the man from her case. So a whole lot of nonsense is going on. It's so painful when these people are consultants that are supposed to know better are the ones behaving this manner as if they are market people. Something needs to be done about it very quick.
I agree, Ngozi. Thank you for sharing. Appreciate it. It's 8:43. I think we can take some messages on WhatsApp. Feta would help us through with some messages that are coming. Feta.
All right. Now, can I call the name of the hospital?
Yes, please do.
Okay. So, this person, Tokpe from Ajigunle, says, Luth is the last place I want to wish my enemies because my father died in Luth in 2014. To date, my mom still have some medical receipts of undone medical tests that he didn't need of. Medical tests he didn't need. The only few days that I had to be with my dad, I became sick myself because everything about that place and people in that place will make you sick. July alone cannot take the whole problems of medical fraud and its solutions. Talk about magic.
Would extend it. Would definitely extend it if there's a need for extension. Let's take another one.
This one says, I remember vividly when my dad had kidney failure and prostate enlargement related issues, and we went to this hospital lawsuit at Gbagada. The urologist said, if we had 10 million naira, that I wouldn't need to be taking my dad back and forth, meaning that kind of money, he will simply take over my dad as his patient. A hospital setup is a mess. I can actually write a book on what I experienced when my dad was sick. This was in 2020. My dad died in September 2020. His dad.
Of course, yes, we understood. We understood. We're sorry for your loss. We're really sorry for your loss. Let's take one more before we get back to the telephone.
Okay. Eva George from Ijegun says, Kelechi's case is a heartbreaking one. He was duped by greedy elements parading themselves as medical personnel. Sheriff, how I wish this would be taking up. He said he can't be traced. Let him provide the account details he paid the money into.
Okay. All right. Let's head back to the telephone now. Or perhaps I should just take a few from Facebook where we're streaming live. Nicholas says, Nicholas, I hear you. Thank you. Nicholas, perhaps you need to check your device very well, okay? Perhaps it's your device's volume that's low. Ebi Ambo says, medical practice in Nigeria is a complete insult to the Hippocratic Oath. Let's see who else is here. Friday says, the level of corruption is high. More stealing is ongoing in Nigeria. Too bad. The system is not working. Total collapse. Friday is jumping in on that. Anopoma says, yeah, 2016, I had a hernia surgery at Isolo General Hospital. Before the surgery, the doctors requested for my medical pack. And after the surgery, it was nowhere to be found. And I have to spend another money to buy needed drugs. I mean, who stole your medical pack, really? Anapoma Steven, thank you for sharing. Let's jump on another call. 8:46 at the time. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please.
My name is Godwin, calling from Loshoro Lapwe.
You're welcome.
It's unfortunate at Gbagada General Hospital.
Okay.
A brother of mine took his wife there.
Okay.
It was an eyesore of the experience there. And my own is this. These people are not to be blamed. These people into all this. It is expected that with the president we have.
No. Please go. I'm going to cut you off like 1 million times. Eh? Like 1 billion times I'm going to cut you off. Why can't you separate topics? Why do you have to let your sentiment override every conversation that you have? Like, seriously? Like, seriously? Must you? Really? All the time? Come on, man. Come on. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, please.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Miriam.
Welcome.
I have an issue in 2019, to be precise.
Yes, please.
In Lut. My daughter was referred to Lut for endocrinology.
Okay.
So we got to meet the doctor. After meeting the consultant, she actually told us to run a test, to run some tests. So after getting the requirement for the test, I went to the lab in Luth.
Okay.
On getting there, I was told the test is going to cost us 189,000. I was like, okay, 189,000. I now asked them, when can we come over to do it? They gave us a week. So during that period, I was like, okay, I was running around to get the money.
Okay.
As God would have it, I now saw a lab, the same name, bearing the same name as the one that it was referred to in Luth.
Okay.
The same name.
Okay.
They have a branch outside the Luth.
Okay.
I now went there. I asked. I took the test script to them. I said, this test, I want to run it. How much is it going to cost? They told me 68,000.
What?
I was like, 68,000, can this be done? They said she can come the next day in the morning without food and everything. Lo and behold, I took my daughter back to that place in Apapa Road. That's where the diagnostic center is. So she ran the test, and that was all. I now took back the result to the consultant.
Exactly.
She looked at it. She didn't say anything. I was like, okay, but when I now asked her that, this test, they told me that here, if I'm to run it, it's 179,000. And I did this for as low as 70,000 naira. She was like, do you mean you did not do this in the hospital? It's not the same place. It was then she rejected the result that I have to go back to where she asked me to do it.
She rejected it.
She rejected it. I have to go back to where she asked me to do it. And with that, I was hungry. I got so good. My daughter traveled out of the country, and that was the end of everything. And I told somebody that this is... They said, fine, that I should have kept quiet. That because her name is written on the script that was given to me, so definitely she has a cut, that the remaining money, that they would jot down the name of the doctor.
The doctor.
So that's what they have been doing. That the remaining change on it is for them. So whenever they ask you to do it, if you do it there, the money is for them.
Okay.
This is the norm in every government hospital. Even General Hospital Surulere, General Hospital Lagos Island, they will tell you where to do it. And when I have cases with my brother, they will tell you to go and do it. And if you don't do it where they ask you to, they will tell you it is not okay. That you have to go and do it again. So, this is what is happening, most especially in Luz. It's so rampant there.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you. Appreciate your time. We'll leave it here today, but let's hear some messages from Feta. When Feta is done, I'll come back to wrap. No, Feta, let's hear those.
Okay, this is once again to invite you to the International Cooperative Day webinar by Africa, Prudential themed, leveraging technology to drive financial inclusion and collective wealth through cooperatives. Date is Friday, 8th of July, and the time is 11 a.m. So please register now at www.africaprudential.com/webinar. Don't miss it.
Let's take another one very quickly before we go, because we're almost out of time right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's take that one too before we go. Lagos, I would share an information very quickly before we go this morning. Okay. Here we go with one more that we have for you. Feta is trying to sort that out. Let's see if she'll be able to do that now. Okay, now she's ready for us.
All right. This one, Lagos, is a very bright and chilled one. Anyway, good morning. I think I've said that before. Please, guys, I need you to hear me out on this one very quickly, because they say he or she who asks questions cannot lose his or her way, right? So please answer these questions for me. Why pay pay fees or local transfers? Why? Why pay full price for airtime when you can get it on cheaper at a discounted rate? Why just not pay for an item when you can get a whopping 5% cash back on that same item when you shop with your cheaper card? And yes, the cheaper app is available on App Store and Play Store. Why haven't you downloaded it yet? So go and download Cheaper and enjoy no fees on local transfers. That's right, no fees. 2% discount on airtime and 5% cash back when you shop with cheaper card.
Okay, now we really must go. Thank you all for being a part of Morning Crossfire today. Health Thursday returns next week Thursday, and we'll continue to share our stories on medical fraud. Like I said, sometime before the end of this series, we'll try and bring in MD Khan to talk to us about what they are doing, about whatever it is that's going on in the medical sector, right? I'm Sherif Quadri. If you got a story to share, hit me up on Twitter at Sherif Quadri, on Instagram at Sherif Quadri, and on Facebook at Sherif Quadri. I'll see you next week. Good morning to you.
And I want to assume that you would run, because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.